What I don't understand is why you came to Cenaria. There's nothing here. It's a hole,
Ivor Vass says. He's a skinny, freckled redhead who, improbably enough, hails from Ladesh. They don't know me here, I say. I'm drinking ale. He's drinking utai. All Ladeshians are addicted to the bitter drink, apparently even the red-headed ones. In a little safe house I'd purchased in the Warrens, on the edge of swampland. This conversation is too dangerous to risk it being overheard. In the last 50 years, I've become famous in most of the great nations. There have been so many wars, and I always seem to end up in the middle of them. He says,
You were Vin Cresin in Eastern Alatera, Tal Draken in Seth, Gorham Kesh in Modi, and Pips McCloskey in Western Alatera,
trying to impress. You know, I found a collector who had Pip's dice in Ainu. And no, I wasn't Gorham Kesh, though I fought with him for a time. You society folk, always so curious. I wasn't Vin Cresin either, but I don't like to reveal all of my cards, even when it doesn't matter.
The Society of the Second Sun would like to be an asset for you, Master Starfire. Allies who will help you, regardless of your circumstances. Think of it.
I have, I say. I pause, deep in thought, and I want to tell you everything. His eyes light up. Everyone thinks they're special. It's what makes lying so easy.
Galen Starfire, what an honour. Thank you for agreeing to meet me.
Guinevere Kyrena owned the kind of beauty that made a man remember being 12 and unable to speak in the presence of a girl. Galen had met great beauties before. The truth was, most of the encounters left him convinced that people were idiots. Great beauties and stunningly handsome men were accorded virtues. People found them funnier, smarter, more insightful than they actually were. Conversely, he'd met women reputed to be great beauties who'd been merely attractive, but with great confidence, charm, or vivacity. Guinevere Kyrena might be the former, but she definitely wasn't the latter. He'd heard her described as the courtesan of the age. She was maintained by many men, owned by none. And this at perhaps 30 years old? His pause had to have been obvious, but Galen guessed Guinevere was used to men finding lead in their tongues and iron in their elsewhere. It's not my usual kind of gathering. But you roused my curiosity, Galen said. He was looking at her eyes, not her generous cleavage, as he said, roused. A beauty, much less a courtesan, would be accustomed to men's advances, from the most vulgar to the most genteel. Her eyes gave away nothing. Either she'd missed it, didn't care, or she chose not to give anything away.
Are you enjoying the party? She asked.
Galen's back stiffened. It was a mask, held in some absent lord's rented manse. He hadn't seen such degeneracy since the waning days of the First Alatarian Empire. He was reasonably handsome and very athletic, but no less than 3 women had groped him in the time between his coming through the front door and coming to this study. He'd even recognized one of them, the young wife of an earl, her face covered with a swan mask, and not much else covered at all. She'd laughed and addressed her friends by name, apparently not concerned about being identified. Galen hadn't seen anyone actually copulating, but the knight was young.
It's been an education, he said.
Guinevere Kyrena herself had opted for a thin, high-collared, shockingly red dress, perfectly cut to show every curve. She was bedecked with narrow gold chains crossing between her breasts, bound with a padlock that hung in front of her hips. On a ribbon choker around her neck, she wore a little golden key. Some tailor's fantasy of a Caledoran harem girl, complete with chastity belt.
I held it for you, she said.
I've never had anyone hold an orgy for me, he said honestly. Not in 680 years. She chuckled.
I was testing your rectitude, she said.
A slight pause before rectitude, setting him up for the double entendre, if he wished. allowing him to pursue her, if he wished. But what she meant was that she was seeing if Galen Starfire would turn around and leave such a party before he even met her, or if he would tolerate debauchery. What kind of a man is Galen Starfire? She was asking. A good test, devised by an incisive mind.
Say your piece. You didn't invite me here for my wit, or my cock.
Her eyes widened for a moment, then a smile curved her full, rouged lips. She lay back against her divan.
I hadn't thought I had, she said. You're making me reconsider.
He folded his hands behind his back, legs apart, bearing military. Her eyes played over his figure. She said,
Galen Starfire, farmer from nowhere, turned hero of the Curan campaigns, master of the longbow, master of the warhammer, single-handedly freed 100 of his imprisoned comrades, 5 times refused promotions, held the ridge at the Battle of Blood Grass all by himself, suspected of being talented, but twice refused to be examined by the sisters, quarrelled bitterly with his Alateran commander, and then left suddenly. Recently accused of murder and hunted by armies from Alatera and Kura both.
Stories. Half true at best. They bore me.
The Alateran commander turned up dead 1 month later, she said.
Really?
He said, too slowly. How could she know that?
Serves that bastard right.
When he recruited you, he promised you vengeance on the Kurans, didn't he?
It wasn't a question.
Then he took their bribe to call off the campaign.
Again, not a question.
So you think I'm a murderer? You want me as an assassin?
Galen asked.
What? Some pretty rival slight you? A lover spurn you?
He intended her to take offence, wanted to see her angry. She smiled indulgently, full lips, beautiful smile, light in her eyes at being challenged, enjoying being challenged.
I'm Sakoge, Galen.
Of course you are.
The underworld lords, the Sakoge, ran all of this significant crime in the city, under the watchful eye of their ruling 9, who were in turn watched by a Shinga, whose power would make kings jealous. One of those 9 ran all of the prostitution in Cenaria. That man, the master of pleasures, wouldn't let a beautiful woman like Guinevere Kyrena operate independently. So maybe that was it. Maybe she wanted out.
I wasn't finished.
She stood, walked over to check the lock on the door. He noticed that the gold chains actually disappeared into a cut in her dress, apparently wrapping beneath her body to emerge at her bare back, which it covered in an artful golden lattice of bondage. Her beauty made his breath catch and his mind slow, and he needed his mind with this one.
I'm one of the 9, she said. The mistress of pleasures.
It was not a secret to be casually shared.
Young to be...
I have a plan, and I need you for it.
He thought about it. Galen Starfire was supposed to be 45 years old now, and he looked at least a decade younger. Galen was famous, but he had few real friends, and many enemies. Maybe it was time to move on. Let that name die. There were worse things than to ally yourself with a beautiful, intelligent woman.
What's your plan? He asked.
She turned.
There'll be time for that. First, we need to take care of something.
She extended her hand. He took what was in it. It was the golden key she'd been wearing on her choker. He cocked an eyebrow, trying to ignore the shock running to his loins. Having the body of a young man meant having the reactions of a young man, too.
Why?
He asked.
Because if we don't fuck tonight... You might fall in love with me, but if we do, you'll probably still desire me. In fact, I'll consider it a professional failure if you don't. This is my work, after all, but you'll never trust me. You'll know that I'll do the same with any other man who catches my fancy. It'll make things simpler.
An honest whore. A rare woman in a dozen ways. She's poisoning the well and telling you, Achilles. Is that really what you want?
And you? He asked her. Are you in no danger of loving me? She came close, slowly, gently, into his arms. The scent of fine perfume and the insidious softness of silk and skin. Cold gold chains on his skin and a warm breath in his ear. I intend to enjoy my work tonight.